It's time for another B moment. Let's let our heart say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I'm thinking about how God really has an answer for every one of my problems. The question is, am I willing to accept that? And in most instances, I would say that if God is providing an answer or a solution to my problem, absolutely. But then there are some instances where God's solution is not necessarily the solution that I want to live out. So then my prayer is, okay, Father, why don't you just remove the problem altogether? See, if you just remove it altogether, then I don't have to put my ego and my pride in my back pocket in this instance and live things out the way you're asking me to. And so when I think about myself, I think about the Israelites when I was reading in the book of Numbers, because that's exactly what they experienced. They were in the wilderness. They experienced problem after problem. And rather than just appreciate that God was making a provision for every one of their problems, they just wanted to not be in the wilderness and they wanted to be back in the land of Egypt. But that was not the will for God, will for their lives at that time. Instead of showing gratitude for how God was answering their problems in the wilderness, they grumbled about it. And that grumbling led them into the wilderness and that they would remain there for the next 40 years. So the scripture that I always turn to when I have to be reminded that, you know, God is just going to be God and I need to accept his will for my life is Ezekiel 17:24. And all the trees will know that it is I, the Lord, who cuts the tall tree down and makes the short tree grow tall. It is I who makes the green tree wither and gives the dead tree new life. So today I will move into a place of accepting God's provision for my problems. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.